नमो विष्णु पदाय कृष्ण प्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामिनिति नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादि पाश्चात्य देशतारिणे जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। ओके सो वी हैव बीन डिस्कसिंग फ्रॉम द उपदेशामृत वी डिस्कस्ड यस्टरडे कमेंट्रीज ऑफ वर्स 5 विल चैंट द वर्स कृष्णेति यस्य गिरितं मनसाद्रियेत दीक्षास्ति चेत् प्रणतिभिश्च भजन्तमीशं शुश्रूषया भजन विज्ञमनन्यमन्य One should mentally honor the devotee who chants the holy name of the Lord. One should offer humble obeisances to the devotee who has undergone spiritual initiation and is engaged in worshipping the deity. And one should associate with and faithfully serve that pure devotee who is advanced in undeviated devotional service and whose heart is completely devoid of the propensity to criticize others. So, here we saw from the Upadesha Prakashika Tika that a Madhyamadhikari is one who has accepted initiation from a qualified guru. One should offer pranam, and an Uttamadhikari is one who is expert in serving Krishna, and who is expert in the procedure of bhajana vigyam, means who can expertly worship Krishna's Ashtakaliya Leela, which means very advanced devotee. And exclusive bhajana, ananya bhajana vigya, he is an expert in exclusive bhajana. Exclusive bhajana means worshipping only Radha and Krishna and Vrindavan and not having attachment to worshipping Lakshmi Narayan and other forms of the Lord. And what is that? Govinda Hritamanasa Yesham Shrisha Prasadopi Mano Hartum Nashaknya. Like that verse comes. So of all the perfected devotees of the Lord, the one who have lost their heart to Krishna, they are the best. So, because such exclusive devotees are forever alert to cultivate bhakti in the company of other exalted devotees, therefore, they are always free from the tendency to criticize others and other such faults. So, knowing that these are the topmost devotees, one should mentally offer respects, offer obeisances, and also serve them very, very sincerely and aspire for their association. Like that. And Adi means, it's not that he does not have the tendency to criticize. Along with the not possessing the tendency to criticize others, he also does not possess other such bad qualities which come with ninda, which is envy, criticism, aggression, etc. like that. And then we saw Bhaktivinoda Thakur's Piyusha Varshini Tika. Here he says that the topmost devotee is one sarva bhuteshu yappashet bhagavad bhavam atmanah bhagavati esha bhagavatottama bhagavati like that. Therefore, he does not discriminate between devotees and non-devotees, but the madhyama bhakta who sincerely endeavors to perform bhajan, this fifth verse is for that Madhyamadhikari. How he should treat Kanishta Adhikaris, Madhyamadhikaris and Uttam Adhikaris. Like that. Okay. So, with Kanishtadhikaris, he should have mercy. With equals, with Madhyamadhikaris, he should have Maitri. And with Uttamadhikaris, he should have great respect. Like that. Okay, then in Anuvritti commentary by Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sahaja Thakur, we saw yesterday that what is this process of Diksha? Divyam Jnanam Yato Dadyat Kuryat Papasya Sankshayam. One should silently respect a devotee who, knowing that Sri Krishna and Sri Krishna Nama are non-different. Okay, at least theoretical understanding on it. Essay initially he writes, but later while defining that Kanishtadhikari, he does not give thoda some apparent contradiction dikh raha hai mujhe. Here he does say that he knows, sorry, one should silently respect a devotee who, knowing that Sri Krishna and Sri Krishna Nam are non-different and transcendental and that the holy name alone is the supreme object of worship, takes exclusive shelter of Krishna Nam and is devoted to chanting. The mantras that the disciple receives at the time of Diksha consist entirely of Sri Nam, and the names that form the basis of those mantras are endowed with specific knowledge of the disciple's relationship with the Lord.
Kanishta.
Yeah. Without taking shelter of Harinam, one cannot become Harijan, a member of Krishna's family. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu determined the gradations in Vaishnavas through showing the gradations in their faith in Harinam. So, the way in which the Kulina Gramvasis, when they approached Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he responded to their question of who is a Kanishta, who is a Madhyama, who is a Uttama, by mentioning about their faith in the holy name. So one who has chanted the holy name just once is a Kanishta, one who constantly chants is a Madhyama, and Uttama Bhagavat is one seeing whom everyone is inspired to chant the holy name. One should respect the Kanishta Vaishnava within one's mind, Madhyama Vaishnava by offering him pranam, and Uttama Vaishnava one should aspire to serve him and they aspire to take his association. Okay? And then he says, because the Mahabhagavata devotee sees everything as being related to Krishna, they see all living entities with equal vision. Like Madhyamadhikari devotees, they are intent on performing bhajan, and like Kanishtadhikari devotees, they are devoted to chanting Harinam. So, which means, they have all these qualities. They have the quality of Kanishtadhikari, which is attachment to chanting the holy name. They chant the holy name also. Madhyamadhikari, they are intent on performing their sadhana. And Uttamadhikari, they have equal vision also. Madhyamadhikaris possess attachment for Krishna, even though he says prema. Prema maitri kripa upeksha. So their prema is not prema bhakti. Their prema is attachment. Agar prema, ab prema bhakti bolenge, then Madhyamadhikari kaise ho jayega? फिर उत्तम अधिकारी को भी प्रेम ही है ना.
And they respect the three levels of Vaishnavas, Uttama, Madhyama and Kanishta by rendering service, offering pranam and offering respect within their mind respectively.
जो है उनके हिसाब से.
They also endeavor to turn the living entities who are averse to Krishna towards him.
Barisheshu Kripa. Compassion towards those who do not have Krishna consciousness.
This is Madhyam Adhikari. And the Kanishta Adhikari, they take full shelter of the chanting of Sri Krishna Nam, knowing it to be supremely beneficial. But they don't realize that the position of the Madhyam Adhikari is above their present position.
Archayam eva haraye, pujam ya shrataye hate, natat bhakteshu chanyeshu sabakta prakrita smrita. they can respect the deities, they can respect the process of chanting, but they cannot respect the devotees.
Like that.
So this is the explanation by Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur. So now we will start discussing purport, translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada.
Okay. In order to intelligently apply the sixfold loving reciprocations,
sadati pratigrinnati guyamakyati pruchati bhunkte bhojayate chaiva,
mentioned in the previous verse, one must select proper persons with careful discrimination.
Kiske saath ye six exchanges hona chahiye?
Srila Rupa Goswami therefore advises that we should meet with the Vaishnavas in an appropriate way according to their particular status.
जो उनका स्टेटस है उसके हिसाब से उनको सकले सम्मान कुरिते शकति देहो नाता जता जता तबे तो गाइबो हरिनाम सुखे अपराध हबे हता.
In this verse he tells us how to deal with three types of devotees, the kanishta adhikari, the madhyam adhikari and the uttam adhikari. The kanishta adhikari is a neophyte who has received the harinam initiation from the spiritual master and is trying to chant the holy name of Krishna. Of course, Prabhupada here says he has received the Harinam initiation from the spiritual master. One should respect such a person within his mind as a Kanishta Vaishnava. A Madhyam Adhikari has received spiritual initiation from the spiritual master,
which means second initiation,
and has been fully engaged by him in the transcendental loving service of the Lord. The Madhyam Adhikari should be considered to be situated midway in devotional service. And the Uttam Adhikari or the highest devotee is one who is very advanced in devotional service.
ISKCON context. ISKCON context. Okay. Harinam Diksha, second, like that. Yeah.
And Uttam Adhikari is not interested in blaspheming others. His heart is completely clean and he has attained the realized state of unalloyed Krishna consciousness. According to Srila Rupa Goswami, the association and service of such a Mahabhagavat or perfected Vaishnava are most desirable. If given an opportunity, one should try to associate with such Vaishnavas. One should not remain a Kanishta Adhikari, one who is situated on the lowest platform of devotional service and is interested only in worshipping the deity in the temple. Such a devotee is described in the 11th canto of Srimad Bhagavat. Archayam eva haraye pujam ye shraddaye hate natat bhakteshu chanyeshu sabhakta prakrita smrita. A devotee who faithfully engages in the worship of the deity in the temple but does not behave properly towards other devotees or people in general is called an unrefined devotee. Prabhupada says unrefined. So, talking about this, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur in Jayavadharma says, ये जो devotee है, इसका faith जो है, वो शास्त्रीय श्रद्धा नहीं है. ये लौकिक की श्रद्धा है, sentimental faith है. अगर इसका जो श्रद्धा है भगवान के प्रति, वो शास्त्र के अनुसार हो, तो along with that faith towards worshipping Krishna, he will also have faith in the exalted stature of the Vaishnavas and he will respect them accordingly. If you see that person evaluating a Vaishnava the same way he evaluates a non-Vaishnava, then which means his apparent faith in the worship of deities or the holy name is only sentimental. Because he is not able to understand that devotees are special. That is why here it says natat bhakteshu chanyeshu sabhakta prakrita smritah.
He does not behave properly with the devotees or people in general. He is called an unrefined devotee. Many times we may have trust in the devotees, we may appreciate them, but because of our conditioning one may become angry at devotees. That is still understandable. You can say that person's faith is not sentimental,
but it is still little weak. Weak faith, but it is not considered as sentimental faith. One therefore has to raise himself from the position of Kanishta Adhikari to the platform of Madhyama Adhikari. The Madhyama Adhikari is described in Srimad Bhagavatam in this way. Ishvare tada dineshu balisheshu dvishastucha prema maitri kripo peksha yakkaroti samadhyama. An intermediate or second class devotee called Madhyama Adhikari offers his love to the Supreme Lord. Again, ye jo prema hai, ye prema bhakti nahi hai. It just means affection for the Lord. Because if you say prema means prema bhakti, then he must be an Uttama Adhikari. He can't be a Madhyama Adhikari.
Respect, affection, and hate. So, let me just respect, it not be affection. Right?
Yeah, I mean, we also have affection for Krishna, but it is not with spiritual emotions.
Affection is very close to prema, isn't it?
Need not be. When affection becomes very intense and thinking about the Lord, tears flow from our eyes, hair stand on end, our voice gets choked up. You know, that is like prema. We do have affection, but our affection is not of that intensity. Huh. An intermediate or second class devotee called Madhyama Adhikari offers his love to the Supreme Lord, is a sincere friend to all the devotees of the Lord, shows mercy to ignorant people who are innocent, and disregards those who are envious of the Lord. This is the way to cultivate devotional service properly. Because basically Prabhupada is writing this book for Madhyama Adhikaris. Madhyama Adhikaris means those who are qualified for bhakti are Madhyama Adhikaris. Because जो प्राकृत भक्त है कनिष्ठ अधिकारी भागवतम के हिसाब से he does not have faith in books, he does not have faith in Vaishnavas, he is not a pure devotee, he is not even a practitioner of pure devotee, pure devotional service.
How do you recognize a person who is envious of Krishna?
You talk about Krishna, he becomes antagonistic. Are you like that? He does not like to hear, rather he starts criticizing, blaspheming. These are symptoms of envy.
And sincere friend to all the devotees of the Lord is also very advanced. He is a sincere friend to all the devotees of the Lord.
Yeah, he is sincere friend to all the devotees of the Lord, which means not that all devotees are his friends, but when it comes to making friends, he considers only devotees. That's what it means.
He keeps away association around him.
When he thinks of friends, he thinks of devotees only.
To have the same relationship with devotees,
it's impossible. That is not even recommended in the scriptures. Because Rupa Goswami says sajatiya ashe, like-minded association. Even within devotee association, Rupa Goswami says like-minded association. So, which means same kind of friendship with all devotees is impossible. Even between perfected devotees, they had their own favorites with whom they used to associate.
It is natural.
Yeah, it is natural.
How is your relationship? This person.
Yeah.
It is definitely not nice. So what is it?
I mean, not nice is one thing. There is a difference between not much and not nice.
Not much.
Not
that you are enjoying that. Not that you are taking pleasure in that. So you
see, there may be a nice devotee. I like him, but.
Yeah.
I like him, but there is on a personal level there is not much interaction. We have not
glorified the devotee. It's not a difficult thing to glorify.
Yeah.
But then you directly ask, how's your relationship?
Yeah, there may not be sufficient like-mindedness. That is okay. That is fine. That is no problem at all.
Okay means that that will never go.
One will...
Someone has no problem.
We may also not have any problem with that devotee. But just that it may not be like-minded association. That is fine. And also, even though in general we may have a friendly attitude towards devotees, that friendliness, that friendly affection may flow more towards some a select few. That is natural. That is natural.
So if a person is not receiving, so he also should understand that it's not that I can receive from everyone.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Because I am also not giving to everyone.
Yeah.
Sometimes people get hurt. This person makes me feel that as a member, I don't exist.
So also. Yeah.
So you throw, I am limited. Then heart manager. Then you become biased. आगे कभी बार देखा तो I think इसका मेरे बारे में fixed है opinion. तो मैं I don't think this way. So but this maybe has some problem that you cannot connect to me. So then you keep you can justify yourself. Otherwise बढ़ते जाते हैं ना अंदर. Then बढ़ते जाते हैं because you are not solving it. You are not. You don't have the courage to go and talk to that person. There is some problem between us. Courage to talk. Or rather, you don't want to talk because maybe you want to just let it continue. Yeah. Okay, take it. Maybe they.
But respect is with everyone. Respecting everyone, but friendship with
few.
So that's
and then third is service to, again in that very very selected those who reached to that stage.
But respect to everyone, but then you are not able to appreciate if you don't have a relationship.
Then there is a problem.
Then one has to work on it.
Others appreciate, but you may not be able to appreciate. Same degree, of course.
That same degree appreciation will not come, but that is not possible for each and every.
Yeah, because we all appreciate different things also, no?
Yeah.
So some people may appreciate Abhi, now Vasudev Prabhu is there. So you can't expect Vasudev Prabhu to appreciate the same things that Chaitanya Charan Prabhu would appreciate. They are quite different people.
No doubt.
So the Chaitanya Charan Prabhu, he sees me and he asks, hey, what are you teaching nowadays? Where are you? In so many years with Vasudev Prabhu, not a single day he has asked that question. What are you reading? What are you teaching? Never. He will ask about service. So because he appreciates certain things, in others also he will appreciate the same thing. Because that is natural. Because that person to person, people appreciate different aspects of devotional service. And when someone seems to excel in that, there is a natural appreciation for that. Oh, so therefore, you know, you can't expect two people to appreciate the same thing. You know, it is very difficult.
Once Manga said that the false ego doesn't match.
That is also possible. Yeah.
So it is. So he said, "No, please ask." Because he gave just to give another example of a senior person and a very junior person. Junior means age-wise. He named them. You don't expect him to get very much friendly with this person because the ego doesn't match. So the ego is not to be demonized, isn't it? It is there, the ego doesn't doesn't match or not like him for a difference he was making. Before doesn't match means you don't have any ill feelings.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not so very comfortable. If given a choice, I would be with here than here.
Yeah, choice is there, na bro. Even in spiritual life,
I'm disrespecting or demeaning or someone.
Yeah, choice is always there. And definitely Vaishnavas choose. It's not that they are not Mayavadis. They say, hey, kuch bhi chalega, kuch bhi chalega, kuch bhi chalega. Aisa nahi. They definitely have choice. Because everyone is a person. But individuality is there. Even in spiritual world, it is supremely there. Gopakumar, that's why he could not accept any place till he reached Goloka Vrindavan. Because that's what he liked. We can see from practical experience that there are different types of Vaishnavas. The Prakrita Sahajiyas generally chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, yet they are attached to women, money and intoxication. Although such persons may chant the holy name of the Lord, they are not properly purified. So this he says is Prakrita Sabaktao, Prakrita Smrita, and Prabhupada calls them Prakrita Sahajiyas. Because they do have sentimental faith.
I have heard Prakrita Bhaktas, Prakrita Sahajiyas. What is the difference between Prakrita Bhakta and Prakrita Sahajiya? We know who is a Sahajiya. Sahajiya is prematurely someone is trying to.
The real meaning of Sahajiya means pure devotees. Those pure devotees. The real meaning of pure Sahajiya. Jinko Sahaj Preeti hai. So, Brajavasira Sahaja Priti, Gopalera Prati, Gopalera Sahaja Priti, Brajavasira Prati. So, Sahajiya actual means Gange Vogam Mudanvati. One who has that natural free flowing love towards Krishna, that is,
really?
He is a Sahajiya actually.
For us, Sahajiya, otherwise understanding Sahajiya is someone prematurely is thinking that he is.
So, that is why. The word that is always used by the acharyas is Prakrita Sahajiyas.
Achha, okay.
So, Prakrita means material.
Prakrita
material. Prakrita means material.
Material.
Because real Sahajiyas are Rajavasis actually. So, real Sahajiyas are actually Rajavasis. भागवतम का कनिष्ठ है पर वो भागवतम का जो कनिष्ठ अधिकारी है वो शुद्ध भक्ति के बाहर है क्योंकि उनका जो श्रद्धा है शास्त्रीय श्रद्धा ही नहीं है वो सेंटिमेंटल फेथ है.
I was thinking at the time that Prakrita also means those who don't have philosophical understanding.
Correct. It's true.
Correct.
Yeah.
So I thought he told in that context is told. I would say sannyasi. So he was appreciating whatever happened is. Now we see, look back, we see that it was good what happened. There's many things what Raghunath Mata established now, but ISKCON is adapting with.
Yeah, if we had been in ISKCON, you would not be have been able to establish it.
So, Prakrita, I remember, because now I'm so hearing all this detailed discussion. Otherwise, especially among Grastas, so it's very poor, studying of Shastra is very poor.
With Brahmacharis also to go around it.
Now
that you know, because COVID, all glories to COVID actually. COVID ke wajah se hum sab baith ke aise pad pa rahe hain actually. Itna der.
Philosophically,
yeah.
Mastering the philosophically. Then I have seen that the Western devotees, they may be just 3-4 years, but they spend good time studying Shastra. I mean, now I don't know, I don't mean Western devotees.
Not everyone, but
mostly I have seen that they are very disadvantaged understanding Prabhupada.
Because for them, na Prabhu, it is a big leap of faith, na?
Yeah.
So they better, they really have that desire to know. वो क्योंकि बहुत बड़ा faith का, they are taking a big leap of faith from a completely foreign thing to Western devotees, to something completely Eastern.
There are people question.
They really want to know actually what they are practicing. They can't just like that practice.
Big leap of faith.
Yeah. Those who are innocent but simply carried away by bad association should be shown favor if they are eager to receive proper instructions. Bali Sheshu Kripa. But those neophyte devotees who are actually initiated by the bona fide spiritual master and are seriously engaged in carrying out the orders of the spiritual master should be offered respectful obeisances. Madhyamadhikaris. In this Krishna consciousness movement, a chance is given to everyone without discrimination of caste, creed or color. Everyone is invited to join this movement, sit with us, take prasad and hear about Krishna.
True.
Yeah. When we see that someone is actually interested in Krishna consciousness and wants to be initiated, we accept him as a disciple for the chanting of the holy name of the Lord. When a neophyte devotee is actually initiated and engaged in devotional service by the orders of the spiritual master, he should be accepted immediately as a bona fide Vaishnava and obeisances should be offered unto him. Dikshasti chet pranativischa bhajantamisham. Out of many such Vaishnavas, one may be found to be very seriously engaged in the service of the Lord and strictly following all the regulative principles, chanting the prescribed number of rounds on japa beads and always thinking of how to expand the Krishna consciousness movement. Such a Vaishnava should be accepted as an Uttamadhikari, a highly advanced devotee, and his association should always be sought. The process by which a devotee becomes attached to Krishna is described in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Diksha kale bhakta kare atma samarpana, sei kale Krishna tare kare atma sama. At the time of initiation, when a devotee fully surrenders to the service of the Lord, Krishna accepts him to be as good as he himself. Diksha or spiritual initiation is explained in the Bhakti Sandarbha by Srila Jiva Goswami. Divyam jnanam yato dadyat kuryat papasya sankshayam tasmat dikshayati saprokta deshikais tattva ko vidaihi. By Diksha, one gradually becomes disinterested in material enjoyment and gradually becomes interested in spiritual life. We have seen many practical examples of this, especially in Europe and America. Many students who come to us from rich and respectable families quickly lose all interest in material enjoyment and become very eager to enter into spiritual life. Although they come from very wealthy families, many of them accept living conditions that are not very comfortable. Indeed, for Krishna's sake, they are prepared to accept any living condition as long as they can live in the temple and associate with the Vaishnavas. Kuryat papasya sankshayam. It destroys the propensity to live a sinful life. When one becomes so disinterested in material enjoyment, he becomes fit for initiation by the spiritual master. For the advancement of spiritual life, Srimad Bhagavatam prescribes tapasa brahmacharyena shamena cha damena cha. When a person is serious about accepting diksha, he must be prepared to practice austerity, celibacy and control of the mind and body. If one is so prepared and is desirous of receiving spiritual enlightenment, he is fit for being initiated. Basically, Madhyama Adhikari kone ho, Prabhupada is explaining. What are the qualifications for Diksha? Diksha se kya hota hai? Aur o Dikshit Bhakt ko hum aadar samman kyun dena chahiye? Aur kaisa dena chahiye? Divyam Jnanam is technically called Tad Vijnana or knowledge about the Supreme. Tad Vijnanartham Sagurum Eva Bhigachet. Mundaka Upanishad says, when one is interested in the transcendental subject matter of the Absolute Truth, he should be initiated. Such a person should approach a spiritual master in order to take Diksha. Srimad Bhagavatam also prescribes, Tasmat Gurum Prapadyeta Jigyasu Shreyam Uttamam. Ali Ayi verse Patraitam, 11th Canto. When one is actually interested in the transcendental science of Absolute Truth, he should approach a spiritual master. One should not accept a spiritual master without following his instructions. Nor should one accept a spiritual master just to make a fashionable show of spiritual life. One must be a jigyasu. So, who should accept Diksha? Jigyasu Shreyam Uttamam. Only one who is desirous of understanding the highest goal of life. He should approach a spiritual master and take Diksha. ऐसा नहीं है क्या हाँ सब लोग दीक्षा ले रहे हैं आप भी ले लो आप भी ले लो आप भी ले लो नॉट लाइक दैट
ऐसा नहीं है ना
दीक्षा ऐसा होना नहीं चाहिए conviction should be there. Ability comes by Diksha. Ability to give that up.
Conviction
should be there.
Conviction will be there, yeah. Otherwise.
Yeah.
Because follow for equity principles is not an easy thing.
Yeah.
Something is unheard of.
Yeah.
You know, this Kali Yuga, four equity principles is also a big.
Yeah. Difficult.
So, but Diksha is given. So,
yeah, a conviction is sincerely trying to practice the process, and he is convinced that this practice has this process will be practiced sincerely. Such a person can be given Diksha. At least Harinam initiation. One must be jigyasu, very much inquisitive to learn from the bona fide spiritual master. The inquiries one makes should strictly pertain to transcendental science, not just for ordinary things. The word uttamam refers to that which is above material knowledge. Uttamam shreyam jigyasu tasmat gurum prapadyeta. Tama means the darkness of this material world and ut means transcendental. Generally, people are very interested in inquiring about mundane subject matters. But when one has lost such interest and is simply interested in transcendental subject matters, he is quite fit to be initiated. So, Prabhupada, basically this almost big part of this purport is talking about initiation kya hai? Initiation kisko lena chahiye? Initiation se kya hota hai? When one is actually initiated by the bona fide spiritual master and when he seriously engages in the service of the Lord, he should be accepted as a Madhyama Adhikari. The chanting of the holy names of Krishna is so sublime that if one chants the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra offenselessly, carefully avoiding the 10 offenses, he can certainly be gradually elevated to the point of understanding that there is no difference between the holy name of the Lord and the Lord Himself. Here, almost he is now coming to Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur's Anuvritti commentary. Usme a point mentioned karte. He understands Abhinnatvad Namanamino. The holy name is non-different from Krishna. One who has reached such an understanding should be very much respected by neophyte devotees. One should know for certain that without chanting the holy name of the Lord offenselessly, one cannot be a proper candidate for advancement in Krishna consciousness. So one should at least endeavor for offenseless chanting. In Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Leela it is said, Ya hara ko mala shraddha se kanishta jana, krame krame te hom bhakta haibe uttama. One whose faith is soft and pliable is called a neophyte, but by gradually following the process he will rise to the platform of a first class devotee. Krame krame te hom bhakta haibe uttama. Everyone begins his devotional life from the neophyte stage. But if one properly finishes chanting the prescribed number of rounds of Harinam, he is elevated step by step to the highest platform, Uttamadhikari. The Krishna consciousness movement prescribes 16 rounds daily because people in the Western countries cannot concentrate for long periods while chanting on the beats. So 16 rounds is minimum. It's not that 16 ke upar kiya to your aap Prabhupada ka instructions follow nahi kar rahe hain. Prabhupada ne bola 16. Aap kya khud ko bahut bada aadmi samajh rahe hain ki waisa nahi hai. Ultimately one should definitely endeavor to increase the number of rounds. 16 is definitely the minimum number. Therefore the minimum number of rounds is prescribed. Gradually, and especially Chaturmas time is a good time to, because we have a good reason to even try to increase.
No traveling.
No traveling also. So the key is, if we choose a realistic number, thoda sa aap increase karenge, so that that increment is possible to follow during the rest of the year also. So, har saal, samjho ki do mala bhi aap increase kare. Initially, thoda aapko time adjustment mushkil padega. But then, after some time, you will get used to the new normal. 18 will be the new normal. Then next chaturmasa mein, you can increase it by 2. By 2. By 2. That way in 8 साल में if we have been practicing समझो कि ये जो करने का स्पूर्ति 4-5 साल के बाद आता है उसके बाद एक 8 साल in 13 years you are chanting 32 rounds every day normal it has become the new normal actually
habit
it has become
उसको लगे कि ये मेरा
regular है ये regular हो जाता है actually so that way you know otherwise, if you have a very big number, then baki kuch seva veva aa gaya to fir bahut mushkil ho jayega. क्या है उस दिन और कुछ नहीं रहता सो दैट इज व्हाई ना यू हैव रियलिस्टिक टारगेट आप रखेंगे कि चातुर्मासी से स्टार्ट होके रेस्ट ऑफ द ईयर शुड आल्सो बी यू शुड बी एबल टू फॉलो वैसे करेंगे दो दो या चार चार आप इंक्रीज करेंगे तो इन 15 डेज यू विल गेट यूज्ड टू द न्यू नॉर्मल एंड देन आफ्टर दैट यू कैन कंटिन्यू दैट Therefore, the minimum number of rounds is prescribed. However, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur used to say that unless one chants at least 64 rounds of japa, he is considered fallen.
What exactly Prabhupada meant when he said, only 16 rounds, he said, now I can do
any damn thing.
So what he meant by that?
Which means, it only means that before you complete your japa, don't even think of doing any damn thing. That's what it means. जो भी करना है जपा के बाद सोचो, जपा के पहले नहीं। उसका ये मतलब नहीं है कि जिसका सौदा माला हो गया तो कुछ भी कर सकता है। वॉट एवर यू वॉन्ट टू डू यू स्टार्ट थिंकिंग आफ्टर यू कंप्लीट योर 16 राउंड्स। दैट्स व्हाट इट मींस। सो द फोकस इज नाउ, नाउ आई कैन डू, विच मीन्स बिफोर दैट आई कैनॉट डू। स्टेटमेंट तो सेम है, नाउ आई कैन डू एनी, द फोकस इज नॉट ऑन आई कैन डू एनी डन थिंग, द फोकस इज ऑन नाउ। नाउ दैट मेरा सोला माला हो गया, अभी मैं सोच सकता हूं क्या करना है, उसके पहले मत सोचो।
That is me. And I was just thinking from other thing. Is it like it's a big burden, 16 rounds? So, yeah, 16 rounds, but yeah. Of course, Prabhupada,
initial
by his exam, by telling us that
it's
not a good attitude.
Like
burden बोल के करके, आप, now I can do it.
अभी नहीं, जो उनके सामने थे वही बोल सकते हैं, हम तो खाली सुनते हैं। We only hear what Prabhupada spoke. Because in any word or sentence that is spoken, do cheez rehta hai. One is the word, one of the words that are spoken, and then the dhwani. Dhwani means the impact that those words create. So someone may speak a sentence, and it may, the sentence may create the impact of concern. Pooja ne prasad liya aapne? Prasad? Abhi subah se idhar hi dekh raha hu, aapne prasad kab liya? To ye concern hai. Concern out of affection. Same thing in here. Prasad liya na? To matlab kya hai? प्रसाद लिया ना, अभी से काम क्यों नहीं हो रहा है? तो उसको he is not concerned whether he has taken प्रसाद or not, he is asking अरे काम क्यों नहीं हुआ, काया ना? तो स्टेटमेंट सेम है, पर वो जो ध्वनि है, जो तो इंपैक्ट है, वो अलग है। सो ओनली the devotee who was there with Prabhupada, he may be able to tell exactly what was, in what sense he did that. Definitely, that thing has to be seen through the overall teachings of Srila Prabhupada. Overall teachings kya hai? Uska contradictory kuch meaning to hum nikal nahi sakte hain uska. Prabhupada has emphasized.
Because
okay.
So I was seriously, that's why I asked you, what Prabhupada meant. He was teaching us, don't think it as a burden. Or he was saying, now I can do anything. Means now I am fully devoted to my devotional service. But don't think about anything unless you finish your
teaching.
This is one. But he was trying to teach that, don't consider this as a burden.
Yeah, in what sense he did only Prabhupada knows, but these are two bona fide understanding, because which is in line with our Siddhanta. Before you complete your rounds, don't think of anything else.
Now I have completed my rounds, now I can do any damn thing, but you should not do any damn thing.
ऐसा भी हो सकता है,
ऐसा मत सोचो कि
वही
अगर मैं अभी तो कर सकता हूं, माला इधर टेक किया,
माला से मेरा अच्छा
है, मैं बाहर टेक किया देन मैं कुछ भी कर सकता हूं, कल अपन जमा कर लूंगा
भी 7th, हां वो भी हो जाएगा, वो 7th ऑफेंस हो जाएगा, वो ऐसा भी हो सकता है, मे बी इन अ सार्केस्टिक वे, सार्केस्टिक वे आल्सो हो सकता है। तो ओनली प्रभुपाद नोस आर द डिवोटी हु वाज देयर विद हिम, ही नोस, ही कैन टेल एग्जैक्टली So in what sense Prabhupada actually spoke those words. Okay, I think we have more slides, many more slides. So I think we will pause here. and continue this discussion tomorrow.
Where did you reach from?
We have reached till the 43rd slide, bro. The Krishna consciousness movement prescribes 16 rounds daily.
Prescribes 16 rounds daily.
43rd.
I never when you say